The first question is, have you been spiritually touched by the beauty of creation? Have you ever seen pictures from the Hubble telescope? In my college classes, I show a photograph of the Horsehead Nebula on the screen. In ungraded journals afterward, many described it as a spiritual experience. A friend of mine, the retired abbot of a monastery and a physicist, views one of these Hubble telescope pictures each morning before prayer as part of his daily practice. You can check these images out for yourself on the Hubble website. The Spiral Nebula is one of my favorites. Microscope images of cells and electron microscope photos of crystalline structures can be amazing, too. But even without these powerful lenses, we can look around us during the day and find things that inspire awe within us. Here are some examples of being spiritually touched by the beauty of creation from my interviews. I felt this while sitting on the porch during a summer thunderstorm. I saw a tiny baby in the arms of its father and the expression on the father's face. I looked up when I was rock climbing and saw the light bounce off the rock face, and I just stopped in my tracks. This happened when I was looking at the top of the clouds out of the airplane window. When I pulled to the side of the road, I sat in the car and watched the sunset on the horizon glow and noticed the colors as they faded. Experiences of wonder are there for the taking. They are around us every day. Awe-inspiring colors and sounds and feelings, signs of and pointers to the transcendent. When we are touched by the beauty of creation, we touch the transcendent as surely as we touch the chairs we sit on. It may seem even more real. When I look out over a lake, watch a sunset from a balcony, see the bud of a flower in a vase in my apartment, watch the flame of a candle, these can give me a vivid sense of the more than and a transcendent perspective on my troubles, complaints, and irritations. What do you see as the beauty of creation? Can you see it in tears, in faces, in the rough and the smooth? Poetry, through expert use of language, can capture this well and call our attention to these experiences. Seamus Heaney, in his poem Postscript, inhabits a timeless space between a lake and the ocean on an afternoon's drive on a windy day and invites us into it. Quote, "You are neither here nor there. A hurry through which known and strange things pass, as big, soft buffetings come at the car sideways and catch the heart off guard and blow it open." Visual artists, too, can help us to be more sensitive to the nuances of a natural world and open us to be spiritually touched by nature in new ways. Someone may photograph something you have seen many times, and somehow that photo enables you to see the more than more clearly. If we live in the countryside or near water or spectacular scenery, it can seem easier to be opened up to the transcendent in this way. But even in an urban environment, beauty is there for the taking. In parks, the sky, a baby laughing, light from the window making patterns on the wall, the beauty of people's faces. On the other hand, we may miss the chance to experience this even when it's obvious. When I lived in a village on a mountainside in Switzerland, the Alps were usually in view. But I frequently found myself so consumed by my own preoccupations, I just didn't notice this awe-inspiring beauty. These experiences are not defined by the setting, although they may be easier to feel in some places. You may want to find places that particularly help you to see this beauty. Do you find space in your life for wow? There is something about the very substance of life itself that can inspire us, keep our hearts from drying up. When are you aware of it? Think of specific times. Our lives go by so fast. Here you get the chance to recapture moments that may have gone by in an instant and relive them in the process. So what are a few experiences that capture this for you? Take a moment to reflect on and write about, if possible, some awesome times, times when you have felt spiritually touched by the beauty of creation. Pick one that was vivid and spend some time describing it and your feelings about it. Jot down notes of other times, notes that remind you of images. Expand as much as you feel like. You might feel like you could write a whole book, or you might feel dry. We are individuals. The combination of our life experiences is ours alone, and how each of them affects us is unique. Take a few moments to reflect, and if you can, pause this recording and write.